Well, peanut planting is approaching halfway mark of about 50% in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. Jackson County, they're encouraging farmers in Florida to continue as soon as the hilltops are dry enough and any area dry enough to get equipment in. Peanut specialists are encouraging the farmers for a burn-down herbicide. Emerge Palmer Amaranth in peanuts and cotton at planting will make it next to impossible to successfully manage. Make sure that fields are Palmer-free at planting, either by tillage or by herbicide, and that residual herbicides are used at planting to prevent new weeds from emerging. On the seeding rate, farmers are reminded that on peanuts, the optimum planting depth is 1.5 to 2 inches. Optimum plant stand is 3 to 4 plants per foot. To achieve this, plant 4 to 6 feet per foot in a single row or 3 to 4 seed per foot in twin row patterns. A higher seeding rate helps combat the effects of the tomato spotted wilt virus, although disease pressure has been relatively low the last several years. There is a warning now to watch the peanuts for thrips. Thrips are big carriers of the tomato spotted wilt virus, and a treatment may be required. On cotton, some of the farmers are planting cotton in the rotation with peanuts. The optimum planting depth is 1.5 to 1 inch. More rigorous varieties can be planted slightly deeper. However, it's best not to exceed 1 inch depth if the producer is not experienced with the variety's vigor. Optimum plant stands for cotton range from 2 to 3 plants per foot or 36-inch rows. To do this, plant 2.5 or 4 seeds per foot, or if using hill drop planters, plant 2 seed per 8 to 10 inches. That coming from our extension specialist, reminding you that it's time to plant if you can get in the field and the fields are dry enough. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.